This is Ready, Set, Reiki, a podcast about Reiki, the universal energy life force, from the curious beginner to the seasoned master teacher, welcoming all systems, all lineages, and all levels. Reiki is a journey and not a destination. And on this Ready, Set, Reiki journey, we refer to ourselves as guides rather than hosts, as we too are traveling, supporting each other, and learning on this Reiki journey as well. And with that said, I am your guide, Tracy Seawright, and I would like to introduce to you today, Magical Allie the Healer. She is a certified Reiki healer, certified spiritual life coach, a certified angel reader, and certified meditation coach. Welcome, Magical Allie the Healer.
Thank you.
Welcome to Ready, Set, Reiki. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, so we're going to begin our journey today with the first question. Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
So, as you said, you know, the titles that I'm certified in, but as a child, I knew I was different. Every time I came across anyone that was sick, I was literally sending them healing energy through my eyes. And then as an adult, for over 25 years, I was a nursing assistant. So I worked with the sick. And constantly my patients would say, oh, you just have this healing energy. So like my touch and everything. But, you know, at the time I didn't realize what I was doing until I spiritually awoke in 2020.
Wow, beautiful. And I'm sure you never imagined, you know, as you started out that you'd ever kind of go on the road of being a Reiki healer. Amazing. How beautiful is that? Wow. So would you say that Reiki found you or you found Reiki?
A little bit of both, actually. Yeah. So what happened with me is in 2020, in meditation, literally God, creator of all, came to me and told me my mission, shine this bright, beautiful, amazing, loving light on me, and literally told me to quit my job. I need to heal. I'm a natural born healer. And I wanted to learn other forms of healing. And that's when I found out about Reiki. And what called to me was holy fire.
Very nice. Yeah. That is a very wonderful energy, is it not?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you start in Reiki, you know, obviously people tend to start, not always, in Azui, but that's really a game changer, bringing in the holy fire with that.
Yeah. Yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So as you are out and, I had found Magical Allie the Healer on TikTok. So I was so fascinated as I was scrolling through and stopped and watched. And so, you know, as you're out there expanding your territory, working with many people from, well, TikTok gives you an audience of all over the world. Yes. What do you think is the most common misperception about your work that you're finding?
People think it's of like evil, you know, you get that. It's witchcraft. It's not of Christ, you know.
Right.
So yeah, that's a lot. So I just educate and send them unconditional love and that healing energy.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Wonderful. That does seem to be a misperception. I know my own mother, you know, she doesn't think the yoga, the meditation, none of that, you know, she's very Bible based. And
yes,
you know, once you have this conversation that, okay, well, let's take a journey and see, you know, what was the basis of Jesus Christ when he walked on this earth, right? Exactly. And it was that love, right? Touching.
Yes.
You know, it's even cited in the Bible, you know, where, you know, Jesus said that we can do what he could do, right?
Exactly. And
right.
Yes. And that's what I teach my followers. We all have the ability to heal ourselves. I'm just right. Here to guide.
Yes. Right, right, right. And I know I struggled with that in the beginning because, you know, it's that misconception, it's Japanese and it must be this or that. And then once you get learning it, and that's why I resonated with the holy fire, because it brought in and helped with that, you know, religious trauma, right?
Yeah,
having that spiritual. So it's not religious, but it is spiritual.
Exactly. I tell everyone, like, we were stuck in the matrix before we woke up. Yes. So that we were brainwashed. So, like, we didn't know. So, like, now we're here when we spiritually awake and we can help everyone else, you know, to ascend and stay in a high vibration and get that healing energy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So there is a Reiki out there for everyone. So if you resonate more on a religious side, then perhaps Holy Fire may be that one, because you can bring in, you know, God, Jesus, yes, Holy Spirit. And if someone doesn't resonate with that, you can color it, you know, the God of your own understanding or source, yes, or universe. So it's really getting that client, student at ease. That's what that's about. Like, how can we frame this for you in this way? So that's what the beauty of it is. You make it your own.
Yes.
Wonderful. So in this profession, as you are going along and out there on TikTok and working with students and clients, what is something that everyone in this industry should start doing?
Meeting like all the Reiki healers.
Yeah, just as you're going on and you're seeing other people, you know, as we're going out there and maybe people around where you live, you're seeing things on social media. What is something that you think that practitioners should maybe start doing?
We should definitely teach people not to be in fear, for sure. And to know that we're all divine beings and that we are in control of our thoughts and actually our reality. So we need to literally be mindful of what we're thinking. If you ever have a negative thought, you need to knock that negative thought out of your mindset, and you need to basically, what you want to happen in your life, you need to literally have those thoughts in your mind so it can come into reality. So it's just very important, and very important to meditate every day, do breath work every day, do yoga every day, do fasting, and eat very clean from the earth.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So what do you wish that your younger self knew about this profession?
Definitely like what I just said. I wish I would have known about meditation and about breath work, how important it is. I always walk barefoot outside. I don't know. That was something I always did. I hardly ever wear shoes. And even like, if I don't have to wear shoes in public, I don't.
Right. So absolutely. I know that too well.
Yeah. But yeah, I wish I would have known, and to eat healthy and to do fasting. I grew up my mom is Italian. So eating a lot of Italian food and unhealthy stuff. And
for sure,
you know, so yeah, I wish I would have known that, for sure. You know,
right. Right. I mean, just imagine that the tools you have in your energetic toolbox, you had that through your childhood.
Right.
Right.
And that's the thing that I want to create, is a community, especially to direct children, like in mm-hmm. schools, we should be meditating and doing breath work before we even start off anything.
Sure. Sure. And yeah, even before I got introduced to any of this, my background is in teaching elementary, and I was a preschool teacher.
Wow.
And we could do that too. And I was doing things at the time, you know, where we would shake it out. And that's somatics that I didn't even yeah. think of when I was starting out, and open, uh-huh. shut them. That's getting the synovial fluid moving and the breathing yeah. and things like that. And yeah, that was part of our circle time. And yeah. then it came to when I got trained and I finally got names for things, right?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So what are some qualities that you look for in a Reiki practitioner when it's time for you to fill up your Reiki cup and get a little tune up or a session?
Make sure, like, I tap into your energy, make sure you're full of love, peace, no drama, no gossiping. That's a big red flag for me.
Oh, yes.
You know, and, just finding out, like, you know, making sure you're really have a certificate and certified, you know.
Right, right.
But and then, all about love and peace.
Sure. And there's so many out there now than it was maybe say 20 years ago. And every time, you know, I'm on TikTok and scrolling, someone's merging the ASMR or this with it or that with that. And so it's kind of like, oh my goodness, like, do they have the backgrounds? And I remember watching someone who said, hey, some of these people on here don't have this. And then I was like, oh my goodness, because we're trusting, right?
Yes.
We're believing someone at their face value that they have what they say they have with that. So yes, absolutely. And it's just a matter of just, you know, simple questions, you know, like, what level are you? What's your lineage? Things like that. That
exactly.
Important to ask so many people.
Right. So many people do not even realize it's different kind of Reiki.
For sure.
You know, they don't realize that.
Right. Right. And I mean, when you start looking, you can definitely go down the rabbit hole. I think a few years ago I was reading, there were 25, and then I went into a training and someone said, no, there's like hundreds. And I was like, oh my goodness. Yeah. I mean, and people, you know, as a master practitioner, you can channel and you can create your own if you feel called to that. So that's how we get the Holy Fire, the Lotus Reiki. Now there's the Kid Reiki, Violet Flame. I can go on and on and on. And if you feel called to do that, so you have a beautiful variety out there to choose from that if you, you know, okay, I like this energy, but I need a little bit more. You can go on that quest to find that one that's right for you. And whether you use it with other energies or all the energies, you are making it uniquely you.
Yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So what advice would you give someone who's just entering this profession?
To not take anything personally, you need to have thick skin. You know, unfortunately, on this earth, there are a lot of negative people, and I'm trying to help that and trying to, you know, send that love and that healing energy. And what I realized is that some people, their journey is not to wake up in this lifetime. And that was a hard punch for me because I wanted to help everyone, wake up everyone.
Right.
But yeah, unfortunately, that's some of their soul contracts. So that's hard. And some, may, like you said, you know, I do have some family members that I have to leave behind, you know, and there's nothing I can do. I'm there if you decide that you, you know, you need me, you want it, but, you know, some it's what they signed up for. And, you know, we just have to, I just pray and I send, you know you can't send that energy unless someone consents. So I'm here if you need me, and I put out videos. So if you don't, like, for instance, my sister, she was doing some of my meditation videos, which I had no idea that she was doing that, but she told me she was, and I thought that was amazing. So
beautiful. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, and we get so excited about it that we want everybody to get on board, and you'll find that you'll have a stranger more supportive of you than someone in your own family. Someone you just met a few months ago, and they are there and your biggest cheerleader. And then you can't get somebody in your family to even share a post or tell somebody or take your business card in or recommend you. It's amazing how that goes, you know, and it is a journey. It's a learning process with that. And, you know, sometimes you have to leave those people behind on the journey, but then maybe they'll catch up to you and join you on another part of that journey. So, and especially like on TikTok, where you're having people come on and make comments and you know, you're trying to answer and you have trolls and haters and all kinds of bots to deal with. And it's hard because you can't physically see them like on Zoom. So if it was a Zoom call, but some, you know, like TikTok and Insight Timer, they're only seeing you, and then you're being able to read. And then as you're working and you're trying to concentrate, sometimes seeing that negative comment really hits you. And then you have to recalibrate and come back to your purpose. So I mean, people just see, wow, look how easy that is. She's effortless that she does that. And she can attract, you know, hundreds of people, but they're not realizing the work behind the scenes that you had to do to get through TikTok, getting that 1,000 followers, and then starting on these lives with only, you know, 5 or 10 people, and get that process of building up, you know, what you're doing. And your whole goal the whole time was the intention of, you want to just share this with the world. You know, you had a purpose. You know, you had a goal to get this out there, and you've done it. So well done with that. So
thank you.
Yeah. So it has to be, you know, that bravery and that courage on the journey with that, especially, you know, when you had someone tell you, you know, you're meant to do this, and how brave you were to quit your job and forward for this. I mean, there was like no plan B, right? It was, this is it. I'm going to be bold and courageous. Wonderful. Yeah. And so, with that, you know, what books do you recommend?
So I'm really not a book person, unfortunately, but what the book that I did read when I first woke up is The Secret. So I highly recommend The Secret.
All right.
Yes.
Absolutely. Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. Our next question is, what modalities do you offer? You offer other services.
Yes. So guided meditation with breath work, angel reading, an angel like oracle general reading, or love reading. I do spiritual cord cutting with the help of Archangel Michael. I do the twin flame match readings. I do yes and no questions. I also help people manifest, like I'm a manifestation coach, spiritual life coach. And then I do candle magic, but only like a protection, healing, prosperity, remove any blockages, communication, good health, reconciliations.
Beautiful, beautiful, wonderful. And where can our listeners find you if they, you know, you listed all those wonderful things and like, ooh, I want to do that. So how can we find you?
So I have a website. It's magicalalleyspiritualservices.com. And then I go live on TikTok at least maybe 5 times a week. I don't have a schedule, so you just have to put the notifications on for me. And on the weekends, I rent a booth in Dallas, North Carolina, so you can get me in person.
Beautiful. Do you offer sessions in person as well?
Yes, in person. And I also, like, if you live near Charlotte, I'm like a traveling healer. So I will come to your home.
Oh, beautiful. All right. Yeah. So Magical Alley, the healer that travels. Wonderful. And you also definitely do online privates as well?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Wonderful. All right. Well, this ends our questions, but normally I would pass it over to my co-guide, Millie Pampina, who was unable to be here today. So I am going to lead the journey with Magical Alley, the healer, with 3 social media questions. And these questions are sent in by our listeners, and then I narrow it down to 3. So Magical Alley, the healer, let's go. Here we go. Our first question from our listener. I see you're on TikTok. What do you think about the trend on TikTok regarding Reiki?
I think it's amazing because more people are learning about Reiki and what Reiki is. So I really like that, you know, Reiki is getting a lot of attention like on TikTok. And I post a lot of stuff about what Reiki is and what, you know, because a lot of people don't know. So if you go to my page, you can learn about that. And I post about the chakras, a lot of educational stuff I post.
Beautiful. I mean, this is really a way to mainstream it. Like my kids were like, oh my goodness, like you've been doing this. What's on TikTok?
Yes.
So it's amazing with that. So definitely expanding the territory, getting that out there. You know, the world needs it right now more than ever, this healing energy. Yes. So our second question, there are many people that seem not to be qualified for Reiki. However, they're offering their services on TikTok or elsewhere. What should I be looking for in a Reiki practitioner who is offering their services, whether on TikTok, Insight Timer, or maybe perhaps on YouTube.
So what you want to look for is you want to make sure it seems like a safe live or in person. It's safe, it's peaceful, it's love. I can tell you red flags. Like if you go on a TikTok and someone's claiming to do Reiki and you're like, oh, hi, how are you? And right away, they're like, you have a curse on you. You know, that's a red flag. And if they're talking about other healers, negative, like any gossip, any negativity, real healers do not do that. We do not gossip about each other. We do not, you know, we support each other.
Right.
And
right.
That's a major, major thing. So watch out for that. And also, like, I always play peaceful, high energy music. Just so like you feel so at peace, and you know, it's a very peaceful space. So yes, that's what you want to look out for: peace, love, and just make sure there's no drama, no talking about other people, or it's, that's when you know that's not a real healer.
Right, right, absolutely. And also, I see that many of them are struggling on their on TikTok specifically with, you know, other people DMing them or messaging them for services. So a lot of them will put up there, I will never message you.
Yes.
I will not that. So that's also to be very mindful before you start sending people money and they're asking you to do this or do that. Make sure that it's either verified or go on their page, or before you send that money, reach out to them first with that.
Yeah, no real healer will message you first ever. Like to be like, can I offer you a service? We would never do that.
Yeah.
You know, right. People come to us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now you offer a variety of modalities, all that you've listed. What are some of the common reasons that people come and see you?
For healing, to learn how to meditate. I get a lot of people that when they're first waking up, that need the spiritual life coaching, how to manifest, how to keep yourself in a high vibration. And also, I didn't mention that I'm also in a twin flame. So I'm also a twin flame guide.
Wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful. So. Wonderful. Beautiful. Now, as that is our last question, is there anything else that you might have thought of as we were talking that you would love to share with our listeners?
I just feel like it's so important. If you're starting to wake up, you know, you're spiritually waking up, to meditate. Meditate's so important, to do your breath work, to go outside in nature. Oh, I can't tell you how much nature it's so beautiful. Amazing, and it just does something for us in this vessel, you know. And then just, you know, we're all one, we're all connected, and we're all here to unconditionally love each other. And it's just so important that we all do that.
Thank you. That was such a beautiful message. Well, that ends our questions for Ready, Set, Reiki. Thank you so much, Magical Ali the Healer. I really appreciate you taking time out of your very busy schedule to join me today to answer questions for our viewers.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Wonderful. And make sure to check Magical Ali the Healer out. Check her out on TikTok. Get those notifications. Follow her. It is absolutely a really beautiful session. When I am scrolling and I see her, I just stop and just enjoy the energy that I am receiving. So what a blessing.
Thank you.
I am Tracy C. Wright. And this has been Ready, Set, Reiki. If you are ever interested in having your question featured on our podcast, just reach out to us at www.readysetreiki.com. I will leave you with the tagline that Millie always says: to see beauty in all things is a choice. Choose wisely. And I am again, Tracy C. Wright, and this has been Ready, Set, Reiki.